Bob would suggest that we should always have an ask to, when they come for the question, right? And we as Christians, we, when we answer it, it should be, it is written. It should come from, it is written. It should come from God's word. And we're, you know, we're in this time, you know, these times, right? That the world is full of sin and unknowing sin, sin that folks don't even recognize that is sin, and folks who just don't care for this sin. I got a question. Anybody? What is sin? Anybody?
Anything that goes against God's word.
Anything that goes to God, that's the word of God. Anything that goes against his will.
Yeah, I was
going to say that. You're going to say the same thing? Anybody?
You know, one of the things we picked out of Proverbs, the devil has done such a successful job of dimming our lights so slowly that we can't tell the difference between darkness and
sin. Exactly. You can't, we don't, you know, we're just, you know, like people just doing things. Whatever works, whatever means necessary, whatever works, that's what they do. Anybody else?
Yeah, because people are not even trying to disguise things.
Exactly. Wide open.
Yeah.
Used to be a lot of stuff in the closet,
yeah.
Right? But it's wide open now, you know. And don't care if you care, you know. But anyway, anybody else? What is sin? Take it from God's word. Take it from what you study. And all of the answers that have been answered already is correct because it is written from God's word. Sin is anything against God. Okay? Now, there's another definition without adding or subtracting for sin. Sin is the tools that the devil used to separate us from God. Sin is the tools that the devil used. He uses sin to like Jerry said, to trick us, to cause us to be blind to certain things, right? Because there's certain things that we're supposed to be going to, but we're not going to it because we're kind of like cut off with sin, you know, and sin causes us to do probably something other than, you know, what we're supposed to do. And the devil uses sin. He uses that. And if we're not knowledgeable to it, you know, if we don't study, if we don't, you know, if we don't get it, he got us. And he would keep us separated from God. Because you see, God has, he has gifts for us. And when God gives us a gift, we ought to open it. Are you with me? You know, he gave us Jesus. Someone has said it like this. It says, yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. But today is a present. And that present is a gift from God. And no one gets a present and don't what? Open it. Are you with me? I know a person, right, got a gift, right? And, you know, but anyway, this is a story about somebody else. I ain't gonna mess with this person. But anyway, this boy, he had really liked this girl, and he gave her a gift for her birthday. And, you know, he thought, you know, he the next time he saw her, right, you know, he was looking for her to say, well, you know, thank you for that beautiful gift that you gave me, right? But it didn't happen. So he let it go, you know. So he seen her again. And he said, you know, he didn't say nothing, right? And she said nothing about the gift, right? So the next time he seen her, he said, did you like the gift? She said, I haven't even opened it yet. You see, God has a gift for us, and if God give us a gift, we need to what? Open it. You see? But the devil don't want us to open that gift because we're going to get too smart, too wise. Are you with me? And many of us who didn't grow up in the church or whatever, right, we used to be, you know, we were some of those. Are you with me? And the devil is what they call it, what I've heard, you know, people say, an Indian giver. In other words, what he done for you, right, he won't repay. You see, what Christ done, we don't have to repay. You see, what Christ did for us, we don't have to repay. But the devil, when we was out there, you know, and he was blessing us, the devil, you know, with this and that and the other, you know, make it a good time for us, you know, and now we're going to turn our back on him. He wants his payment, right? So he's going to use sin, like you said, to cause us not to open that gift that God has for us. And that gift is wisdom. Are you with me? And wisdom and certain other gifts also. But he don't want us to open that up. Because if we open that, we're going to get too wise. And we ain't going to sin. We're going to tell somebody not to. And he don't want nobody. He want us to pay him back. He want us to be, you know, he want us to pay him back. Wherein, like I said, Jesus died for us. But he ain't asking for nothing. It was free. It was freely given. But the devil, he don't freely give. He want back. He want payment. And he's going to come after us for that payment. Amen. And he uses sin. He uses sin. And he uses sin in a way that some folks don't even call it sin. You see, they just a way of life. Are you with me? I took my car to a guy's house the other day, a couple weeks ago, and we was talking, speaking Bible. You know, he was listening for a while, right? And we spoke about marijuana. And I said, that's something that was not good for our leaders to sign, you know, to say, you know, they want to try to legalize it. It wasn't good, right? I mean, he got mad. I mean, you would think I hit him or said something about his mother or whatever. This man got mad with me. Are you with me? I mean, mad. You know? I said, marijuana, that was a bad idea. And he got mad, Jerry. He got mad. I almost said, don't hit me, you know, just fix my car so I can leave, you know. But some people stand up for some sins. Are you with me? You know, it's just like the gay right thing, right? You tell somebody that ain't right who is, and see what you get. Are you with me? Tell somebody that a man ain't supposed to marry a man, and they married to a man already. You know, you looking for some trouble. Tell a woman, you ain't supposed to do that, right? You know, that's wrong, right? And then this sin that they got now, right, they got the sin of artificial insemination, right? So now this woman, she got to go and, you know, because they're two married people, right? And two women, they can't do nothing, right? So she's going to go and get artificially inseminated and get pregnant, have a baby, and going to say it's right. Isn't that wrong? Because that's somebody's, right? He just, the person just wasn't there physically, but he left his, And some people will think that particular sin is okay. That's just okay because it ain't sin. I didn't fornicate. Yeah, you did. Yes, you did. But you did it in a, amen. You see? you did it in a kind of different way. And you know, you got some sins out there that people, you know, they would get mad at you. You know, gambling, right? You know, we might show you in the Bible where the Bible says thou shalt not gamble, but we could show you that's a weakness. And any weakness, right, will make you what? Weak. Are you with me? It will make you weak. It said about a woman who she just knew that she was going to hit the number. Her kids had needed food. Are you with me? And she had in her heart that she got this number, and she just knew this number going to come out. Are you with me? And if anybody here played no, don't get mad at me. I'm just subhead, right? She just knew that she was going to hit that number. Babies needed food. But in her mind, if I play the number and I hit, y'all going to have a lot of. Are you with me? Didn't hit the number, had to go to her people to borrow money for her kids. Right? Sin would cause you to, it would confuse you like that. It would confuse me like that. Right? If I let it. Right? But we have to open up that gift that God gave us, which is what? Wisdom. And wisdom would keep us away from that. But if we don't open that gift, remember, if we don't open a gift, right, we don't know what's inside.
Along the same lines of what you were saying, that sin is a tool, I believe that this, the media in itself, television, radio, all the stuff that we see, on the phone, all the stuff you see on Facebook and what's appetizing, that's what keeps on, and like what Jerry said, gives the devil that ability to keep turning down the light.
That's right.
If you pay attention to a commercial, they will say a commercial and say a phone number on that commercial 4 or 5 times. The commercial is done, you still got that number stuck in your head. Because of a little jingle that you may hear. You like the way it goes. When the commercial's over, you still hearing that jingle. They got a commercial come on with a little baby sitting there looking at it. And the baby don't know nothing but the last little part of it because he done heard it so many times. And you getting what it's doing is brainwashing. You get brainwashed and not even realize
it. And what kids are learning at an early age, very early. I told you this before. It was in this class, the teacher, she was a kindergarten teacher. She had kids, you know, they was learning how to count. And the kids, she said, what's the first number? Kid says one, you know, everybody says one. She said, what's the next number? Everybody said two. And you know, as you get down, you start, you know, getting less people answering. Less people, right? So you got the seven and there was, you know, maybe one or two, but little Johnny was one. And says Johnny, what's the next number after six? Little Johnny says seven. She said, okay, very good. She said, well, what's the next number after seven? Nobody said that. Little Johnny raised his hand. Little Johnny, eight. Very good, little Johnny. Very good. What's the next number? Little Johnny says nine. Little Johnny, very good. You a very smart kid. You very smart. What's the next number, little Johnny? He said 10. Johnny, you're doing a great job. Great job. Now, this is a hard one. What's the next number, Johnny? He said, a jack. With kids, we have to be careful. That's our future. What our future is learning on these internet and whatever. we have to be very careful, you know, because sin could raise our children up.
Amen.
You know, could bring them up with understanding that ain't nothing wrong, really wrong with sin. But the Bible teaches us that sin separates us from God. And if it separates us from God, then there's something, a light got to come on and say something's wrong with this. And sin and anything that caused me to be weak, right, is not good. The Bible teaches that if a man look upon a woman to lust after her in his heart, in his mind, that's sin already. Are you with me? So we certain things, you know, we have to, you know, just be up on, smart, wise too, you know. And we have to open them gifts of God because it's important to know what's inside the gift. Know what's inside the gift. There are some sins that people think that God don't even pay attention to. You know, some, you know, I don't. You know, Petersburg, going to Petersburg, the speed limit is 25. Are you ready for it? You know, man, it's just taking too long to get through here going 25, right? But you know, if you do more, guess what? It becomes sin. Because you're not with the law. And you must obey according to the scriptures, you must obey the law of the land also. Are you with me? You know, when Jesus, I believe it was paying taxes. Are you with me? Now, Jesus could have said, you know, listen, man, you pay taxes if you want to, right? You know, listen, don't make nobody come and, you know, bully you to pay taxes. Jesus did it himself, didn't he? Didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Got it out of what? Where did he get that money from? Out of a mouth of fish. And he said, give it to Caesar.
Mm-hmm.
Give tribute to Caesar, what's due to him.
Yeah.
So forth and so on. So we have to recognize the law of the land. Right? And if it's 25, we're supposed to go 25. Right? But he said, man, it's taking me too long to get through here, you know? And what happens is we go 35. And what happened? Nothing happened. No police, nothing. Right? So you drive 35 through Petersburg for a couple. Nothing happened, right? So what's going to happen if I go farther? Right? So, you know, I'm a good driver, right? So you go 40. Nothing happened, right? Nothing happened, right? So what if I go 45? You know, that ain't too fast, is it, Jerry? Ain't you all that fast?
Yeah, it's the wrong one.
You know, getting there. Are you with me? So you're going 45, you ain't bothering nobody, right? You're driving with sense, you know? You know, you got to get to your destination. You just want to get through Petersburg and get on 95 so you can go about your business, right? So you go 45. 45 works, right? So the next time, what if I go 50? You know, that ain't that much different from 45, right? And sin keep on what? Growing and growing, all out of order. Just keep growing and getting bigger and bigger because God don't even pay attention to sin like that.
Amen.
Everybody else doing it, right?
Yes.
You know, Jerry got a ticket because he wasn't wise. You see? You know, he went too fast at the wrong time. You know, and so forth and so on. But you see, there's sin that folks think that Jesus don't even pay attention to. Jesus don't mind these particular sins. Are you with me? He don't mind. Just like little lies. You know, did you get the bread from the store like I told you? Oh, you know, they didn't have any bread. And I had meant to call you, but on my way home, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back out there to this other store. And, you know how we clean a lie up, you know, and we think that's all right when we clean lies up, you know, and God don't pay attention to lies like that. God's too busy with the big lies, you know. He don't pay attention to stuff like that, you know. I'm not going to shoot nobody or kill nobody, but, you know, that's the, you know, sins God pay attention to. He don't pay attention to those small sins like that, you know. But those small sin cause you to, the Bible says, it warns us like this, a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. You know, I'm just like drinking. The only time you're going to get drunk if you start drinking. Are you with me? You're not going to get drunk looking at the Bible. Amen?
Amen.
You're not going to get drunk hearing about somebody else got drunk. Are you with me? You get drunk by starting, beginning. Right? And what happens is you go on and on. And before you know it, bam. Right? And a lot of people, I tell a lot of people like this, right? And I tell myself too. The word of God is strength. Are you listening? It's strength. If you take the word of God full, it's strong. Are you with me? It's strength for us, right? And just like a shot of Jack Daniels, right? If you drink it straight, you're there. Are you with me? But you know, if you mix it, you'll be drinking all night, right? Until you can't see your shoes. Are you with me? You all night because it's mixed. Are you with me? And you can handle it. You know? Give me another one. Are you with me? You got it. You can handle it. You know? Give me another one. Then, you can't see your shoes. And you said, well, I got to go home now. Right? So you get in your car, right, and you're all over the place. The police stop you and says, will you get out of the car, please, right? And they told you this little story about a man who got, he said, he got out of the car, and the police said, listen, I need you to breathe into this, you know, so I could see. He said, I got, what do you call it, asthma or whatever. He said, I can't breathe, you know. He said, I can't breathe through that. I can't blow in that. He said, okay. He said, we might have to take you and get a blood test. Right? He said, no, I can't. Police said, why? He said, because if you stick that needle in me, I'll bleed to death because, you know that, what do you call it? Yeah. If you stick me, I'll bleed to death. Right? And so the police, he was getting enough. He said, well, okay. He said, walk this straight line. He said, I can't. He said, why? He said, because I'm too drunk. And what happened is we on until we get to that point, right? Police ask him. He says, why do you drink and drive? He said, well, I tried to walk and I keep falling down. It's always an excuse for, right? And we do the same. If we're not careful, when I say we, now remember, if we do the same thing, we are just as wrong also, okay? Because what sin does is sin pick at us till it get us where it wants us to be, right? And then the devil says, you know, well, I told you owe me. Just come on and pay me now, you know. Come on back. Until you say, well, Lord, you know, I owe him. Can I go and pay him and come back? You know? And the Lord, just like the Lord told the rest of them, you know, let the dead bury the dead, you know, so forth and so on. But sin, especially the small sins, right? We do so much small sin until it don't even matter. We do so much of those sins until, you know, we start thinking that Jesus ain't even paying attention to it because he ain't done nothing so far. I'm in it, you know, so forth and so on, and so far, so good, you know, he hadn't done nothing yet, you know, and we go on and on, just like I said, with drinking, if you take that shot, that heavy one, you'll get there just like, bam, I've been there, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, just like that, right, but if you want to be cool about it, you can just mix it with some water, soda, whatever, right? And you, right? Right? All night, you know. To the point, like I said, you can't even see your shoes. It's got you now, right? You see? And that's how sin is. You keep on because nothing happened until you get that ticket. Going through Petersburg, 26 miles an hour. You know it's 25. You know, but they said that they give you, what, five miles?
Camera there, I think it's behind the high school. Mm-hmm. You go through there, I think it's 6 or 7 miles. Mm-hmm. I think it's 37. I got it 25, I got it 37.
Mm-hmm. I was in Northern Virginia. And I was running. I was working up there. I had a job up there, and I was shooting through town. You know, and I ain't seen no police nowhere. You know, I had to get to where I, you know. And a couple of weeks, right? I got a letter in the mail from, you know. I was like, You know, I opened it up, and it was this picture of my car. You know, and the ticket, right? I know what you're saying, you know, but you know, we have to recognize that God is an all-seeing eye, God. He sees it all the time, so ain't no sin that we can do in the dark that he can't see. And we have to recognize and remember that because it's very important. Even sometimes if we want to sin, we got to tell ourselves we can't sin. I can't do it. I can't. Even though I want. It says Potiphar's wife was a pretty woman. Joseph was a handsome man. That's a match made. Are you with me? But Joseph, he couldn't do it. Are you with me? He could have. Nobody was there, to our understanding. Are you with me? He could have, right? But he chose not to. And even the smallest sins. See, we got to figure it like this. If we can beat the smallest sins, right? We got a chance to beat the big sins. But if we can't beat the small one, guess what? They don't even need to fight the big one. Just let it happen. You see? But Joseph, he was prepared. He was prepared for that. Somebody get Proverbs Proverbs, first chapter, I think, verse 8, I'm not sure. It says, let me make sure that's what it is. Verse 7. Anybody?
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction.
You see, fools, the beginning of fear, that fear is reverence. That fear is a respect for the Lord, right? It's respect. And if we don't have respect and fear, it's like our parents. If we don't have respect and fear for them, we're going to do anything we want to do. We're going to say anything we want to say. We're going to go anywhere we want to go. Back in the days, you try that. Yeah? You try that and see what happens. Right? But man has come, and you know, I've heard some preachers say, you know, that's like a, you know, beating your kids today is like a slave mentality. God's word is God's word. Are you with me? If God says beat them at beat time, at the proper time, before they get, you know, if they do, if little Johnny is sticking a pencil in that electrical socket, little Johnny, why don't you quit that now before I get you, right? Are you with me? The Bible says if you love him, he will not what die. If you beat him, he will not die. You see, but what we do is we want to change up God's word and say that, you know, it's abuse now. Yeah, it's abuse when they get 6'8" and you hit them. Of course it is. But it says what? Bring them up. We said this before, remember? Bring them up. Raise them up. All the way from down here, up. And they will have that fear and respect for you. And they won't sin against you. All right? They would have respect for you. They won't just do and say anything. They would have that respect because they know what's going to happen. Well, back in the days, right? Back in the days, it happened. Are you with me? There would be a, you know, you go, and then sometimes it would say, go and get, go and get a switch. You know, and you are there, you know, you're looking for the proper one and you bring the wrong one back. You know, you got to go back out. Right? You know, and you still get a whipping when you're done wrong. I remember one time I'd done something wrong. I'd done something bad at school there, and I got home. My aunt, she came to the house and told my mom about it, right? So when I got home, right, I thought everything, you know, was, you know, all right. Because, you know, the two favorite people together talking, you know, hey, you know. So I went in and I took my clothes off. And as soon as I took my clothes off, my mom came in there and told me all the pieces, right? Mom, can I put my pants on at least, right? Are you with me? But I had done something that was required that, right? And the fear of God is like we don't play with God. Are you with me? If you fear and respect God, you don't play with God. You respect God. Respect him. Are you with me? And you fear and you reverence him. That's what it means. Not to be afraid of God like that, but to respect. That's a respect, fear, respect. And when you respect him, you would understand that, you know, if he don't like sin, you shouldn't what? Like it either. Are you with me? And that's what sin is the devil's tool that he used to keep us separated from God. If we can remember that's it helped me. I believe it'll help you too. That's what sin is. Sometimes we're out there, we just feel like doing something sinful. You know, don't do it. Just don't do it, right? I got to tell myself the same thing. You know, somebody came by, and you know, and they was behind me, and I was going too slow. And they came by me and yelled out the window and gave me the finger and drove the car, you know, all like that, right? And now I could have done something back, but the spirit within me said, you know, just let it go, because that, for one, he might have a gun. Amen. Because you don't know what's going on these days with people. You know, they may have a gun or they just want to shoot you. You know, they wanted to shoot somebody when the press woke up. And you just happen to be the one, you know, who they going to shoot. So, you say, well, you know, hey, let them go. You know, turn the other cheek. It's like Jesus said, turn the other cheek and let it go. And when I got home, I thought about it, you know, and I started thinking, I should have said something back to him, right? But I did what Jesus said. You see, I did what he said to do. You know, he told me to do that. And then he told me this, Jerry. He said, it's better to suffer for well-doing than it is to suffer for doing bad. Are you with me? But you know, sometimes people say something to you, do something to you, you want to get back at them. Well, as soon as you get back at them, it becomes sin. Because you become just like them, you know, because you're just like them. And what happens is, you become like them and you fall in the same ditch that they're in. Bible teaches that follow a fool and his folly, you end up just like the fool. Are you with me? Then it says again, follow the fool and you can help a fool. But sometimes we hit back. And when we hit back, we make things worse. And when we walk away, it's better. But sometimes we suffer for it. I should have said something to him, I took it, you know, in front of all those people, you know, I took it. I should have said something. But God is saying, you did the right thing. You're just doing a little suffering now. You're going to be all right, right? Because you did what I told you to do. You walked away. And you see, there are sins, like I said, there are sins that just don't make sense to some folks. You know, why is it sin? You know, why is it sin? Why? Why that got to be sin? Right? But we have to recognize what God says, that it separates us. He says, all what? Unrighteousness is sin. Sin separates us from God. Are you with me? If you look at me and I tell you that I don't sin, I'm clean, right? No. But what God has done for us who are in Him and we are sinners, He gave us an avenue to come and repent. Are you with me? As soon as we sin, we repent, right? I heard a preacher say it like this. He says, if you are a true Christian and you fall, you won't stay down. Are you with me? As soon as you fall, you will get back up. You get right back up and say, Lord, forgive me. And if you fall right after that again, you say, Lord, forgive me. Bible teaches, it don't matter how many times you ask, you just ask, and He'll forgive you. On and on and on. Are you with me? You just from your heart. You gotta not. You know. You gotta be true. You gotta be true, because if you just doing it, you know, and then you know it ain't gonna do you no good. But there are some sins that people they just get plumb mad at. Like I said, that guy who was talking about marijuana, and I said, man, that's a terrible thing they've done, you know. And I mean, he got bad. He got very bitter. He got real mad, you know, because he had something else, you know. But I was telling you, I said, you know, these things, they cause you to be weak. If you're not 100%, you can't. If you're not 100%, if you high, you intoxicated, you can't fight off the devil. You can't fight those tools off, those ways off, because you're intoxicated. Intoxication will cause you to go to. I think in Psalms 21 or whatever, it speaks about drinking. And like I said, you know, I try not to, you know, because there's a lot of people who indulge in a little taste here and there, you know, they do. And I won't, you know, I won't, but it says, you know, being intoxicated causes you to see things, you know. You go out to a disco and you see this guy, right? He got on a nice suit, but he don't look all that good, you know. He had a nice, you know, he don't look all that good. You get a couple, you know, two or three, right? And all of a sudden, that same boy started what? Looking good. Huh? Why? Because of intoxication, right? You know, look real. He started looking real good, you know? You see, Jared, is it 21? Psalm 21?
I'm looking through the glasses here. I don't see it now.
21 or 20? Let me see if I can find that. You know, it makes you see things. You know, and if you're intoxicated, you know you sure enough see it. You know, where is it? It ain't 21. Yeah. Right now.
Proverbs is full of that too. Telling you,
yeah, it might be Proverbs 21.
Yeah.
I said Psalms, Proverbs. That's right, Jerry. Thank you, Jerry. You know, yeah, that's it. Yeah, Proverbs. But anyway, it will cause you to, you know, get mad quicker, do things that you know, because you got that. That wrong spirit in you, you know, so forth and so on, and it can cause you to fail. And the Bible speaks of pleasure in sin, even, right? Because when we were out there, when I was out there, it was some sinful things I've done, and I had a happy time. I even had a good old time doing it and look forward to what? Doing it the next weekend, right? And what happened is, right, if I didn't get to that party, I'd be all messed up, you know. Man, I missed it. Why I had to get a cold, you know? You know, why did I have to, you know? You gotta miss all this, right? But it speaks about that. Turn to Hebrews 11th chapter, because Moses, right? Moses had a heart that. He didn't want that pleasure of sin. He would prefer being in bondage than having that pleasure in sin. Hebrews 11. Somebody begin at verse 24. Let's see. I think it's there. Hebrews 11. Just begin at 24.
By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin.
You see that? He would prefer suffering for Christ's sake than to indulge or be a part or want that pleasure that's called sin. Because there is pleasure in sin. Sin, you could have a good time, right? You throw your hands high in the air and wave them like you just don't care. I was a DJ. Yes, I was, right? Are you with me? And, 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 And I remember, I told my wife many times, I remember what I used to do to those people, man. And I'm sorry today what I did to them. Because I would play that music knowing that they're going to get in trouble. I would play that music putting them into trouble. Are you with me? You know, and they was intoxicated, they was high, whatever, you know. And I was, you know, putting it on them, you know, putting that, you know, that what they want to hear, you know. This just, and I was killing folks. That's what I was doing. But I didn't see it at that time. You know, I couldn't get it. You know, I couldn't get it, what I was doing, right? And I was saying, right, I said, hold up now. They, you know, these people don't need help to go to hell. They need help to go to heaven, right? This is where I am now. Are you with me? This is where I am now. They don't need help to go to hell. They need help to get to heaven. And that's why I'm here now. I ain't no DJ no more. And I saw that was just as wrong. That was bad for business. Because of what I was doing to people, right? You know. And they would stretch out on that floor, Jerry. And I mean, just go to work, you know. Are you with me? And afterward, guess where they're going? Are you with me? Because of my help. Are you with me? Do I have to say it? Do you know what I'm saying? Guess where they're going? To the... There you go. There you go. Can't wait. Thank you, Mr. Pat, DJ Kenny K. Thank you. Are you with me? Thank you. You know, for, you know... But that's sin. And when we, it is, like I said, there's a sin that we don't pay attention to. There's a sin that we think God don't even pay attention to, you know. And we sin that sin, and it's all right because, you know, it's okay, you know. I mean, hey, it ain't hurting nobody. Real quick, I remember I heard, this is true, this is true. A man said, this is what he said, we work together, right? And he said, my wife, she's a Christian woman, right? He said, I fool around on her, but I respect her because I don't do it in the front of her. I said, what? Are you with me? You know, I respect her because I don't do it in the front of her. Because she's a good Christian woman. I'm saying, you know, what to say? But we need to have something to say because these people need help. You know, they need help, brother. They need help. It's time to go?
Yeah.
Right. It is?
Yeah.
Okay. I hope. Did I go over?
Yeah.
Okay. I hope something was said, you know, that, you know. We just here talking and you know trying to you know help one another. That's what it is. That's why we come here, you know, to help one another. When I see your face and you see mine, when I see your face, I'm happy. I hope when you see my face, you're glad too. Are you with me? And I said, oh, Brother Patterson, today, oh my God, you know, you know. I love to see you. I love you. I'm learning how to love now, you know. I'm learning how to live. I'm learning how to lean on Jesus. And it's a learning process. And real quick, I try not to love with the flesh. I try to love with the spirit because when you love with the flesh, it ain't good. We'll be there one day, God's will. All right? Brother.
Okay.